That's not cool.
I know
it's not. Put that back and lock it back up.
All right. Start here. Don't touch the mask. Let them pull my
So, we start here on purpose. This place is called Big John.
John's is actually named after Big John Kennedy, who was a football player for the 1947 New York Giants football. So, he used to sit in the back of the bar.
Yep.
Go ahead and just take them right to him and let them pull two out of the top. Or two from the middle. He used to sit back at the bar, nod off to the bartender if the cadets from the Citadel were not of age. So one night, two guys from the Citadel come over, and Big John tells the bartender, nope, they're not of age. So there will be certain places where I say mask up, but it's really all about the comfort levels, just so you guys know. So anyway, those two guys that weren't not of age, they come back the next night, and they take the register from the front of the building. Big John pulls out his .45, and he shoots him, kills him. The bullet hole is still in the front of the building. It is said that anybody that sits in the front of the building starts to feel a little queasy, lightheaded, disoriented, those kind of things. It's kind of like how I've been feeling from the start of this tour. but I bring that up because I don't know how paranormal activity is going to affect any of you. If anybody's not feeling well, please speak up. It's a very big deal. I've had people pass out. I've had people not make it through the whole tour, so forth and so on. The other piece of paranormal activity that actually happens here is that of the mantle. In 1886, we had a big earthquake here. Our only true earthquake on a scale of 7.0 or above. And this is where the first death occurred. So a piece of the mantle fell and killed a man, and his shadow is said to be seen right here on East Bay Street. So, again, it's kind of like why we start here is because of that whole sickness, disoriented kind of feeling. I just need to let you guys know if you are not feeling well, you need to speak up. So what you guys did is go ghost hunting. You guys ready? Let's go practice with your gadgets.
That are not yes or no questions. Does that make sense? So you're literally going to be walking around listening for those little tidbits of audio to come through and just telling me what they are. Again, I'll check up with you every minute or two as I'm bouncing around everybody, just so everybody kind of gets the gist of what they're doing. The other spirit box, and you kind of already have the gist of how to listen to that, Kristen, so I'll kind of leave that to you to kind of teach and train there. I got the word so. Picture. Try to keep the vehicle out of picture. That's going to be tough, but we're going to hit two blocks tonight. Like, we already have two cars here, so cars out of them. And again, with the laser grid, you should really be taking pictures of going through the grid. So we're going to demonstrate a little bit more with you guys as we start to bounce around. So let's start to explore a little bit, guys, and we're going to start bouncing. Me and London are going to be around to help you guys out.
So let's start off with the labor here. Go ahead and flash the sound.
Yeah,
where's the temperature there?
different. Like, I'm not super excited about that. I usually look anywhere between like 5 to 8 degree differences for any kind of temperature drops like that. So even though it's blue, it just means like out of that screen, that's the coldest area. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So are you guys hearing anything in your spirit box already?
I have nothing. A question about
yes.
So then, if we were to hear something, is that just going to take over one station, and it would just quickly go faster when it's doing it?
Exactly. So, have you ever seen the movie Transformers? Okay, so Bumblebee, the yellow...
Right, okay.
Okay, so he talks through the radio. He uses the radio as his own voice.
Okay.
So that's kind of how we have to take this. So when I say we could hear a DJ or a song lyric or anything like that, that's exactly what I'm waiting for you to tell me to hear. So when you hear something, it's literally a matter of you're either meant to hear it or it's going to be part of our 80% it didn't really mean anything. So when I go through these, like with this one, it doesn't record. So I kind of have to take two people's word for it when they're listening to it again. Right, and a lot of it you're not going to. It's those very clear words that you might hear the word barn. You might hear the word horse. That's obviously in relation to where we are.
Right. You hold my hand and push away.
And if I hear something like
step away. What spirit box app do you have on your phone?
this break?
I got years.
Okay.
Yeah, I can have
some. Alright, so guys, we are actually at the Pinckney Mansion site. So this is super remarkable for us here in Charleston. This is the home of Charles and Eliza Pinckney. The Pinckney had a son named Charles, and they also had a nephew named Charles. Those two, the son and the nephew, were actually signed to our Constitution. Eliza is super active in the particular lot, and I promise you will not hit parking lots all night long. I know parking lots are very, very boring. So, the mansion would have been in the front of the lot, obviously. Eliza's garden would have been lined up with the blue dumpster over here, and then the slave homes would have been lined up kind of where I'm standing next to this trailer this way. Eliza moved here because she wanted to stay here in the United States. Her dad was dying. She lived in England, and he wanted her home. She married Charles to stay here in the States. So, with that said, sorry, guys, my stomach is really rumbling. I am fighting it here. Dad got better, the two of them, and Dad started going over some gifts. Some of those gifts happened to be plants because Eliza was a botanist. One of those plants happened to be indigo. So if you've been in Charleston for more than a day or so, you've probably heard the term indigo. Indigo is the cash crop that saved Charleston after our rice plantations were no longer doing well. So indigo is the blue dye, or the blue dye that makes your blue jeans blue. So it's something that we still use. Super important, this location, and yet nobody talks about it. As you guys can see, the EMF meter is already going crazy. Eliza, a couple things you need to know about Eliza, questions you can ask, either your spirit boxes or the audios. Eliza had four kids. Only one of those four children was a daughter, so you can try to find out what her name was. We have had some glimmers with the spirit boxes here, but again, we're going to try to keep the lasers down below the wall. Pictures are absolutely none here because of so many cars. The thermal imaging, we're going to get nice slow sweeps all the way across and kind of let us know what the temperature gauges are. The infrared thermometer on your end, again, kind of bounce it low. Keep it below the wall because we do have businesses around us. Spirit boxes are going to be super active here. Other facts you can ask about Eliza. She was the Eliza. Ask what her maiden name was. You can also ask what happened to her house. That's another question you can ask. These are very simple answers that we're listening for. I'm not going to give you those answers until after we leave here, so I'm not putting suggestive thoughts into your head. Does that make sense to everybody? So I could tell you that her daughter's name was Linda, but you'd be listening for Linda. It's not Linda, just so you guys know. But again, you'd be listening for Linda the whole time and say, I heard Linda. I'm giving you questions to ask so that way you guys can actually help us find relevant evidence to the paranormal actually existing here. Now, Kristen, go ahead and hold up your EMF. Remember the light trick that we had? So that light on the back is sometimes flickering very fast like it is now. Last night it was really slow. It's usually in sync with the EMF meter telling you how much energy is actually in this place. It's affecting that light. And again, sometimes that light is completely on. It just depends. It's not always doing the same thing from night to night. So I got the word arms. Interesting. So, bring him. All right, so guys, we're going to explore. We're going to bounce around with you guys some more. But ask those relevant questions. Again, let's keep the laser grids low and kind of keep it out of the business safe and away from cars. And let's see what we can discover here.
Do you want your bags for this part, or?
My stomach is just not wanting to cooperate.
Earlier, I heard someone from
my friend.
We heard something about the revolution.
This would have been during colonial times, so Revolutionary War would have been right before that. And I got the number 6. Alright, Eliza. Help me out here. Can you tell me what happened to your home? What do you got?
I can't remember.
Can't remember.
Over there, I found a song that was a gospel song that was very popular in 1986, and over there I started playing it. So just a minute ago, it's been doing that this whole time.
Okay.
I said, step away and make the box stop going crazy if you want to hear the song again.
Okay.
And it
literally
slowly went down and stopped.
Interesting.
It didn't do red for quite a while, and then we just watched it. And
well, it's funny is I usually ask people to stay away from that trailer. We've got some homeless over there, and we don't want to be disrupting anybody.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do what I said and play the song for just a minute.
Well, actually,
since it did do well.
I've been getting a lot of activity up this way.
Okay.
Even if you want to kind of try to, like, I'm literally trying to steer you away from that trailer.
Okay.
I know that it obviously had some activity for you, but again, there's a lot of stuff over there.
Yeah, we just tried to stay still in one area where it was going crazy and try and get it to stop going crazy.
Understood.
Which is the opposite of what y'all always want.
Well, no, I'll ask it to stop doing that as well. So, you guys have any questions? Like, you kind of like, I don't know, I feel like you're distancing yourselves a little bit just because. So.
We weren't anticipating something like so kind of abstract. We were kind of anticipating more of a historical tour, and then we weren't sure about what was interactive about it.
Okay.
So we were thinking, like, we went on the ghost tour here in Charleston, and it was very informative and historical, and we understand, like, the history behind everything, all some of the events that have happened in Charleston, you know, Edgar Allan Poe and all that, and we didn't realize that, so it was very interesting.
Right.
But this is more ghostly kind of,
and
like
a lot
listening
like
on spiritual
right. And
stuff like that, and we're looking maybe for a more historical kind of tour, so this isn't what we anticipated.
Okay, so I mean, obviously,
I mean,
what's that?
We don't want our money back. Right
no,
now.
I mean, yeah, I mean, and that's like, that's what I was going to offer you. I mean, because to be honest with you, I would say probably a good 5 to 10% of people come on this tour and they honestly don't know what it's about because they see the words interactive and ghosts and it's, you know, this is actual true ghost hunting. So I know that TV shows and all that stuff hype things up, but like what my goal is as a writer, like this is what I do even when
I'm
I don't.
I'm a writer as well.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, not, I don't write ghost stories or anything like that, but. So
my fiction work is actually about the afterlife. So in order for me to understand it better in different religions and do those kind of things, I started getting into ghost hunting and working with psychics. And I normally give this whole big long spiel at the beginning of the tour, and I realize most people don't care that I'm the writer and they want to go ghost hunting. But I would tell you that this place and the place that we started at are really where I let you guys kind of venture off. Everything else is we're kind of together. I'll give you a little bit more history of things.
All right, so we're just like waiting for that.
Yeah, and if, again, in the event that this is a total disappointment, I understand. I get it.
No, so, I want you to keep your money, no matter what. I'm like cool.
Well, I don't want you guys to really.
I'm like
I don't want you to,
super cool.
I don't want you to waste your time.
No.
I don't want
I'm
you
like,
to not be interested because I do kind of show
no,
a little
I'm
bit.
Interested.
There.
I'm like a. I'm from New York.
Okay.
I'm like a super kind of Yankee. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we live in D.C. So.
Sure.
Just like I would never dream of asking for my money back. I just want to like find out like.
Where else?
What
are we doing on?
What
yeah,
doing?
I heard you ask earlier, like, why are we staying here? Like, again, people want to learn about the methods of ghost hunting. And that's really what this is about. And because we're such a haunted city, as I'm sure you already know, because you took history tours before.
Well, we did do the ghost tour, and it was really informative.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the whole Edgar Allan Poe.
Right.
I did not know.
Did you go up to the Unitarian
like
Church
the,
for
yeah,
Campbell Lee
did
and all
everything,
that?
Yes. And I just, I didn't expect
here.
That. I just know it came from Charleston. We went to that one restaurant that the woman appears in the bathroom with a lot of women.
Hooven's Porch.
Yeah. So, what's it called?
Hooven's Porch.
Yeah. Well, we were like, oh my god, that was like totally enthralling for some of the members of my family.
So, and again,
we were thinking this is like the second
job. And I get it. And again, I get a lot of skeptics. I really do. You know, especially about, you know, what I do. But if I didn't do this where I believe in it. I know that there are some tour guides.
I mean, I'm like, I'm Catholic. She goes to Catholic school. I'm totally Catholic. You know, like, get it. And I'm spiritual, so I believe in a lot of stuff. I'm like, very Catholic as it is. And I get it.
Right.
I I can feel that. I, you know, I know all this stuff exists. But, yeah, so we are just like,
it's just not what you were expecting.
No, not at first, right? So maybe it will when we continue. So it'll be fun.
And again, I'm sorry, like, your guys' gadgets are, like, I know the camera's not the most exciting thing, because that's to catch things after the fact when I actually look at the photos. And then the grid pens, like, I've had some things occur through them. The spirit box is usually the most exciting thing, and then the thermal imaging camera is relatively new as well, so I've had it about 2.5 months. So everybody, like, wants to capture those three things, and I try
to
split.
We're just goofy. We don't want to, like, we don't want to make you feel bad. We're just goofy.
And you can be goofy, too.
Have you caught anything? Like, have you...
Almost every night I have something. And it's not just from the things on my phone or, you know, I'll catch apparitions on the thermal imaging camera that I can capture the shadow and match things up.
Right.
I can get usually direct words out of his spirit boxes.
I totally believe that.
Single night. I think I've had one tour in the year I've been doing this that I did not have one thing to show for it.
Right.
And I don't make things up. Like, at the end of the night, I'll say, guys, this was kind of a weak tour. We'll see what comes out of the evidence in the morning. And then the evidence blows me away.
Because you show everybody,
And then I give it to you. It's yours. You do whatever you want to. It's up on a website. You look at it, download it, whatever you want to do. If you never want to go back to the website or never see it, that's up to you. But I give you that option. Like, it's not like it's an upcharge or I'm trying to make an extra buck.
Yeah.
It's literally like, hey, you guys went on a tour. If you've seen any type of post-meeting show ever, you know that the next morning is all about reviewing the evidence. And that's what we do. So I do a quick analysis. Granted, you guys are giving me 8 hours worth of data. I don't have 8 hours in the morning to get it back to you in time. So I skim through everything in about 2 hours' time, look for what I need to. My wife gets all the photography and the thermal imaging.
Wow.
That's
fun.
My wife is in photography and graphic design, so she has her piece of this pie too.
Yeah.
So everything goes to her that I can't explain. And if I can't explain it, and she can't explain it, we have something. If it's something where it's like, hey, check out this shadow, but my wife said it could be this, it's debunked in my eyes. I don't want what ifs. I want definitive, here's what it is. And that's kind of what we're going after here. Again, the rest of the stories are someplace you may not have been to before, but other places you probably have.
Yeah.
So there's actually
very cool.
Three more locations after this, then, and they're all very historical to Charleston, just like this place, but nobody talks about it.
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
Indigo's huge for us.
Right.
You know, and everybody talks about Eliza, but nobody talks about where she lived. Back to her house. Do you know what I mean?
Ah, yeah.
So the word fire.
Something I don't know. Okay.
I give a little bit of different side to what the other tours.
Yeah.
And again, I am so sorry for not feeling well. Like, it's not that, like, literally food poisoning has been kicking my butt for about 5 weeks now.
Really? Yeah. Why?
Because they made me go through COVID testing and wait 3 weeks for my results before I can get any medications. And I literally just finished up the antibiotic, and it's still, every once in a while, we'll show it to me, like, tonight. So it's kind of like I was fine the past 2 nights, and then
not COVID.
But they gave me the antibiotics for the food poisoning. But it still takes, like, this particular type of food poisoning could take up to a month to get itself out of my system.
Oh my gosh. So it's like Giardia or anything like that? Like,
I don't remember the name, but it started with a C.
Yeah.
Like cryosis, something, something.
My brother had it.
It's ridiculous.
It lasted longer.
I mean, it's literally been about 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah. Well, so better.
I'll be fine. I better be by tomorrow because I got to go to you on Monday. So I'll be in Gettysburg after that. With all this equipment.
Closer down.
Yeah, so. But let me follow up with the Spirit Box folks and see what they're doing. I just wanted to check in with you because you just seemed like you were
No,
this is not cool at all. Alright, so we'll keep you guys in. Alright, what are we finding over on this end of things? Anything on the thermal? Nothing? What about the Spirit Boxes?
Nothing. We asked a bunch of questions and getting no answers.
Okay, so when you're asking those questions, are you asking them like one right after another? Or are you giving
them? It's the same, like, two or three questions.
Okay,
over
that's
again.
Good. So, again, you never know what you're going to actually capture. I haven't even looked at my word list to see what we have here or the other Spirit Box to see what's actually happening with it. But the nice thing is, even if somebody says all night long they heard nothing on the Spirit Boxes, I listen to the recording of it, and even if words aren't relevant, it's the word. It's kind of teaching you how to listen for it, because a lot of people don't have that ear for it. And sometimes I make a bad judgment call and hand it to the wrong people and say, oh, well, those people, that person's actually deaf in one ear, and they can't hear the other side.
I'm not deaf,
but you see my point. Is sometimes I just pick the wrong person because you just don't have the right hearing for that. Of your mental listening. Does that make sense? I mean, I listen to this stuff every day, so I know what I'm listening for. I mean, I could literally take the hour and a half of the audio from the other Spirit Box and give you five things in the first 3 minutes. but that's how I listen for things. Right. It's up to me to relate it to, oh, it said Red Barn. Oh, it
said
Nickname.
And we'll know tomorrow if there was anything on here.
Not on that one specific. That one does not record. That's what I'm relying on the two of you for,
right,
to spit something back out at me. That one, on the other hand, is recording. So even when the volume is down, we'll still have a nice steady volume of recording the whole way through. So let me check in with them real quick.
Is there ever, and it's okay if not, I'm just wondering, a time where we would all like switch equipment?
I usually say because of COVID right now, keep it within your own party.
Okay.
So if there is something else that you would like to try.
No, I'm just wondering if we're not good people for this job.
No, we're fine.
No, you're fine, honestly. Like, at least you asked, like, over there, you asked a great, like, a bunch of great questions.
Yeah.
Things I don't normally get. I normally get, what am I listening for? All I hear is radio stations. I'm like, well, that's what I want you to hear. I want you to tell me what you're hearing. So just give me those words. We'll find out what's relevant and what's not. So whatever you hear, just spit it out.
Okay.
It said BMW. It said glasses. It said white t-shirt. Whatever. I don't care what it is. We'll figure out what it actually means,
okay,
if anything. But let me check in with the other folks, and then we'll get us out of here.
Okay, good.
Spirit box?
Names, times.
What kind of names?
Agnes and what was the other one?
Hazel.
Hazel. Close, but no cigar.
And then they heard 5 a.m.
Also, we heard in the building.
In the building?
And a survivor of abuse.
Oh, and okay.
To really watch my spirit box because I was chatting with some of the gadgets that you guys were dealing with. So we're going to be walking about 3 blocks up to Lodge Alley. I am going to have one more cigarette on the way there. Hopefully my stomach settles with walking. I'm really hoping that medicine kicks in soon. So with that said, we're going to be walking on some cobblestone streets. So I checked everybody's shoes. I did look at everybody's shoes before we really took off from the first location. By all means, lasers are a no-go, so any of you with lasers on East Bay Street, no. Pictures, yes. Thermal imaging, absolutely. And spirit boxes, absolutely. You already know the drill with the EMF on the main street with the parking meters. It's going to go crazy, so don't get excited. So London's been kind of watching her spirit box on top of that. We're getting some interesting activity. I can't really say anything's matching up just yet, not until I look at it collectively. So you guys have really great questions, and I really appreciate them all. So that's the way we learn more about this whole field. So let's take a hike up the Lodge Alley and see what we can come up with. What did you lose?
The zipper thing.
I broke my zipper? I can't
see
that.
Maybe.
Okay. know where to catch up with us.
Yeah.
Is that everybody? Except for Dot Mundus?
I swear I will. I swear I'll get it. After I said that, what? After I said that, it said I swear I will do it.
Good thing London knows what to do.
I heard both of that. Welcome back. Welcome back. It said no.
No. Not you. Sorry. No. Maybe I had a flashlight here.
Ooh.
Ah, come here. If you do pass my progression thing, it'd be so...
Wait, what's that?
Okay.
Is it a bad thing if you hear bloodbath and then I swear I'll do it?
Could be. Where did you hear it at? Was it back in the
back there. It was. We heard bloodbath back there and then I swear
I'll do it. Because I'm not
there anymore. Yeah. I saw it.
So this is a good spot, real quick, before everybody walks down, to go ahead and shoot a few pictures. So you get weird shadows down here, and I'm going to tell you guys that this is this location, too. Is that a couple? All right.
Is there someone in the
Charleston. So yes, this was an actual street. People used to live here.
What's cool about this place is I have the full list of residents of every person who ever used to live here. So in the event, we actually, if you guys heard any names on your spirit boxes, you guys gave me, what, two names earlier, Agnes and what else?
Hazel.
Okay. So those are two names that I'll kind of look for, even though they were at the Pinkney Mansion site. I have been getting one particular gentleman that shows up here on the spirit boxes and some of the evidence. His name is Benjamin. And I believe he was a mariner. You have to remember, too, the water, we're only one block away from, I mean, that's East Bay Street that we just walked on. And it's, the water is literally one block away from that. So the water would have been much closer because the outskirts of the peninsula was actually man-made. So we're talking like early 1790s, where that water was right there. So we had mariners, grocers, seamstresses, those kind of folks who lived here. Now, there was an archaeological dig done here, which is where I got all this information, and they actually did some digging in between the cracks of these clay bricks, and they were able to find their silverware, some of their tools, articles of their clothing, not big pieces, obviously, but just enough of the cloth to be able to determine what class these people were, and they were considered lower class. So we've had things that come through on these boxes, and this is also where we caught our shadow person at the end of this particular alley, and we were able to verify it with both a digital picture and or... through the thermal imaging camera and an actual digital picture at the same time. So it was very cool to actually find that kind of evidence. I know, I see the big eyes down there. Like, there's a lot of stuff that happens down here. And again, it's just a matter of who wants to come through. And the name Benjamin has come through at least three times that I can remember over the past 5 or 6 weeks. So, then I've actually been back to work. Again, I was out with food poisoning for 3.5 weeks. But again, this alley is amazing. It's one of the oldest here. But again, the residents start in 1791, and then they go until, I think, 1896. So it'll be interesting to see if anything comes up on our spirit boxes. When we walk through this alley, guys, we are going to be hitting a residential neighborhood, and we're going to cross the street into another very short alley to get to a much bigger alley. Has anybody toured through Philadelphia Alley before besides Kristen on any other historical tour? Okay, that's a big one for us. It's the longest one we have here in Charleston. A lot of history there, a lot of really cool things about it. So, again, I'm going to have you hang back again. So once we all exit the alley, take another picture going this way. Two pictures, rather. So we always want something to compare. So if you take one and I get a glimmer of a light, I can't really testify unless we have the exact same picture taken within seconds. And again, with the thermal imaging camera, by all means, real slow side to side down here as we're going through. You never know what we're actually going to capture. But again, this is a huge part of Charleston history, this Lodge Alley. Oh, behind us is the Lodge Alley Inn. It does have its own residential ghosts, but as every hotel does in Charleston, they all have their own ghost claims. Nothing really ties to Charleston as far as the history of it, though, so I don't have any valid proof that it's actually true. So, let's take a hike. Let's see what we can capture here. We'll walk pretty slow. Thank you.
this, isn't it? You can set that down.
Yeah, I'm about to, but my necklace got caught.
All right. Dr. Joseph Brown Lab. All right, get everybody through the gate. All right, guys, so this is one of those places, too, where when we're going to get tourists coming through. So we're going to keep the spirit boxes down. There's actually a story here. So when the tours are coming through, let's go ahead and mask up like we have one now. Let's mask up, everybody. Just kind of let them pass through. Very popular area. Philadelphia Alley. We actually had to name it after a big city that bailed us out of one of our fires after dueling became illegal. This used to be called Dueler's Alley just before that. This is where duels would occur, so take 20 paces, turn and shoot, kind of duels. We all tell one story. As you can see, this is a very, very popular spot for ghost tours because there is a legend that actually occurs here. And we all tell pretty much the same story of Dr. Joseph Brown Ladd. He was known as the Whistling Doctor. Another couple coming through, so we'll again let them pass by. Again, my timing is off. Last night, we had four or five tours pass through last night, too.
Yeah.
So the doctor actually moved down here from New Jersey. He was supposed to get married to his fiance, Amanda. Her parents just passed away, and she just inherited
you
a bunch
said
of money.
Amanda, and that went crazy.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's
like
weird.
All the way to Rich. It's been like that all night.
So, London, obviously, keep an eye on both of those. So, Amanda just inherited a bunch of money from her deceased parents, and her lawyer said, no, you two aren't going to get married yet. So, he tells the doctor, go start the practice somewhere else, and then we'll talk about your proof of wanting to actually marry her for love, instead of just her money. So, he comes down here to Charleston. The coachman, who brought him into town, set him up to be robbed and killed, and dropped him off in a bad part of the city. So, a passerby, his name was Ralph Isaacs, says, you don't want to stay here. Let's take you somewhere else, somewhere safe. So he takes the bags with the doctor, and he takes him over to 59 Church Street, which is about a mile and a half from here. Now, I do get activity from there as well. However, it's residential, and I can't take you all there. So 59 Church Street, if you want to go check it out for yourself. Anyway, he rents the room upstairs, and the two become friends. They used to go see plays together, but the doctor, his practice is taking off, so which means he's moving up in the hierarchy of Charleston. Ralph is just, he's been from here. He's just a regular old Charlestonian working in wherever he works. So the doctor became very wealthy because of his practice, and he used to whistle all the time, making lots of money. He's a happy guy. But they used to go see plays together, but had to sit in different seats because of their hierarchy in the city. One night after seeing Richard III, they're talking about one of the plays and one of the actresses that came into town. The doctor loved her. Ralph did not. They got into an argument, and then it turned into an insult party on the doctor's fiance back home. So, to get mad at each other, they go their separate ways. Ralph, being a regular Charlestonian, has ties with a lot of the locals and writes in the paper what a disgrace the doctor is to the city of Charleston. He's not from here, he takes all of our money, those kind of things. So, the doctor rebuttals with, we're going to settle this in Dueler's Alley. So they come down here, and they take their 20 paces, and the doctor points his gun in the air, and he shoots. He didn't want to kill a friend. He just wanted to make a point. Ralph, however, two shots below the knees of the doctor. The doctor drops. Now, I stop here at this gate because the loser of a duel would typically go through this gate and over to St. Philip's Cemetery, straight to their grave, and then everybody would go have a drink to celebrate the win. But that didn't happen. His friends picked him up and they carried him
the mile and a half to 59 Church Street, where he died 10 days later on the second floor. The doctor, and he could not mend himself to gunshot wounds. So, with that said, as you walk through this alley, it is said that you can hear the whistle of the doctor and or the gunshots from all the different duels that have occurred. I think on two occasions now, I have whistling in the audio where I can't explain. Yeah, another core coming through. But when we're going through, we can listen to spirit boxes. Obviously, I'll have the audio on. And we can actually listen for all of those different gunshots, even on the thermal images. Is he going to stop there, too?
The word Mary.
Mary? Well, that's a name, not the word Mary.
Blah.
So, also, guys, I told you about the gate, but at the end of this alley, a little bit of tidbit of Charleston history. These bricks are going to get older as we move along. At the very end, there are bricks down there that were sun-dried by slave children. And what that means is they literally had to turn those bricks every hour so that they would dry because they didn't have ovens. There are still fingerprints and one full handprint at the end of this alley. They are in three different places in Charleston, here, Drayton Hall, and Boone Hall that I know of. If you actually put in handprints, Charleston, and Google, it'll give you the exact relocation. But I know for certain we have one here. At the end of this alley is also residential, which means somebody lives there. So I will point out to the person behind me, and then that person will do the same thing. And we'll just kind of go down the line. You cannot hang around this hand frame. If you want to get a quick picture if you want to, but have your camera ready to take that picture and then move on very quickly. It is just a big Charleston history, but that is somebody's home. So we want to be respectful. So, again, as we're walking through these stores, past stuff, we want to get past the store, we'll walk very slowly so that way you guys can listen in. I will also say, there is not a motion light above the one door, and it's been literally flashing and then going off really quickly as my door passed by. Not a motion light. It's only been happening for the past 2 weeks. So we'll see if it actually happens tonight.
When you were talking about, like, the guy that will, like, tell you not to, like, stand around his door, that's
yeah.
The word lash.
All right, guys, let's take a quick walk. Walk quickly through this next tour, and then we will slow down right after him. A lot within these bricks right here. Thank you.
to check out, the building behind you is the Wagner Building, the big brick building over there. So that is actually part of our cotton industry. So the last building to be owned as part of our cotton industry was owned by George Pereire. George inherited this cotton business from his dad, who had no idea, and he had no idea what he was doing, because he was a silver spoon kid, his dad was very rich, so forth and so on. He got himself into a bboll of debt. So we also had the boll weevil in town. The boll weevil is a bug that eats cotton. So the back of the building was used obviously as the warehouse, and then there's three main floors in the front that actually were used as the offices. So George would obviously be in the front of the offices, and the warehouse workers would be working on the cotton, getting it baled, and so forth and so on. So, with all of that said, he had no idea what to do, so instead of selling all of the cotton to the American government, he sold it over to the British government. Not exactly a smart idea, because he wasn't going to get all his money's worth out of it, but he just wanted to get out. So, with that being said, the British roll a ship up. We're actually pretty close to Pineapple Park, so if you've been here a couple of days, you know where the pier is. So, there's a big pineapple fountain over there and so forth and so on. But again, the water was much closer. So George was on the second story from his office watching the ship roll in. They unload the cotton from back here, which is now used as garages, and they take it out to the ship. Somebody got too close to that cotton with a pipe. The whole ship catches fire. The whole crew dies. George watches everything. He's devastated. He can't pay off all of his debt. He was already depressed from his business going downhill, and now his dad's legacy is gone. So what's he do? He piles up all the furniture. Watch, those are people's homes over there. There's condos. And he climbs the top of the furniture, and he swings a noose and actually hangs himself. Now, it is said you can catch the shadow of a swinging corpse from that second story window. However, we also get weird temperature gauges from this particular building. Now, everybody kind of take a look at the very tip of that, see where it kind of comes to a peak up there. Who's got the infrared thermometer? The thermal imaging and the... All right, so go ahead and take your gun, and I want you to shoot to the very top of that. Try not to go into any windows. Nope, all the way to the right. To the right, in the center, right there at the very top. What do you got? You're cutting through the tree, huh?
I'm standing right here.
Okay. So, the very front of that building, there's a stone at the very top in the same peak, but 5 feet below it is the same type of stone in between the brick, and a lot of times we'll get a 20 to 30 degree difference with no explanation as to why. So we're going to test that theory once we get to the front of the building, but I will also tell you, when I'm looking into this building, I also get Zoe from, and this was probably even after the tour that you took, Zoe from Pugin's Porch. So, who was asking me about Pugin's Porch earlier?
We were.
Okay, so Pugin's Porch, you know about the lady in the mirror. That's Zoe. Okay, her name is Zoe St. Amand. And she actually, that was her home. And she died by falling down the stairs. Now, the building is named Pugin's Porch because it is said that the neighborhood dog named Pugin will also haunt the place by pulling on your pant leg, asking for scraps. So, if you go to Pugin's Porch, you'll actually see a little memorial of him right outside the doorway. It's pretty cool. But Zoe will come through, and I know it's Zoe specifically because her name is spelled Zoe, not Zoey. So when she comes through on my spirit boxes and we hear things, they're usually related to what the building is now, which is obviously a restaurant. But I actually thought she had it as a restaurant as well. Turns out she was a school teacher. So when I used to get words before about teaching and a different education, it could have been Zoe coming through in the past, and I now have to dive in through. So again, I'm not a know-all, tell-all about all things historical Charleston, so I'm still learning things myself, even about John Kennedy. I'm not a football fan. I told you guys about Big John's. I had to learn about his teammates and what year he played for. So, but this particular building, again, it's a hit or miss. The temperature thing, it could happen one night. Last night, I think we were at a 15-degree difference when we did the gauge with your thermometer. So we're going to test that again. We're going to keep going with the thermal imaging. We want some pictures when we get to the front of the building to see if we can capture those shadows in the second story. But we're going to be back on East Bay. So your spirit boxes might be a little difficult to hear, so listen to them on the way there. Ask if we have Zoe or George. What type of business did you have that would really give us the sense of, is it George or is it Zoe? So London's obviously going to be watching her spirit box as well.
And
what did you get?
It was...
wrecked planet and desolate. Say wreck would almost be appropriate, but not really. Alright guys, listen closely. Let's see if we can capture it. George with me. Movie. So let's talk directly to George. Hey, George, tell us what happened to the ship. Maybe help listen with them and see maybe you can point out a few things. Okay. James. Nope, looking for George. Unless James was your father, I'm gonna have to look that up. Publish. Alright, so with your thermal, if you can get us a nice second view all the way down, even if you wanted to walk down a little bit further to try to get a gist. Where's that thermal? So let's bring your gun over here. Shoot that thing straight up. You see all the way there at the very top? See like that white stone? Go ahead and shoot that all the way to the very top. Right there. What do you got? 77? 80. 80? All right, now go to the stone below it. See the white stone right there? What's that one say?
This one is more 78. Like 75, 77. This one's 88.
Okay, what was the lower one?
75 is the top.
And then we have 88 on the second one. So we have 13 degrees. Evan, I got James earlier too. That's interesting. So I'm wondering if that's the dad. I have to remember what the history is.
I can read the book when I get to
that. He hung himself here.
So, I did get the name James on the way up here, and I cannot remember George's father's name. So, if I find out that it was actually James, obviously...
Who heard James? You?
I had James come up on my box.
Oh, okay.
So, who has the other spirit box? You guys hear anything on your way up here?
I
heard Quitter?
Yeah. I got chair.
Oh! So, at the very top of that pile of furniture was a captain's chair. So, London got the word chair. She's going to have to send me that list. So, who has the camera? Can you get me a couple of pictures of the second story and try to take multiple like you did before? So, is that a little better towards the end for you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's good. It's good.
I get worried because, again, this is something new for certain folks. So, London's actually getting some things coming through on hers.
Now, where did we start?
Where did we start?
Yeah.
That way. So that way. We're about maybe almost half a mile away, not even. It's literally a 5-minute walk.
I can't remember where the
car was. Okay. So did you guys park near where we started?
Yeah.
I have to go back that way too. Okay. So usually most of the group follows me anyway, so okay. You'll be fine. I'm going to wrap this up in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Just so you guys know.
Thanks.
All right. So London, you're getting stuff. That's good.
Those smiles over here.
All right. You didn't hear anything else on yours?
Not really. Just things
I made up. Okay. Just things you made up. I'm really excited about the word chair. And that's only because of the legend that goes with George, that there was always a captain's chair at the top. I don't normally tell that part because to me that's kind of making it a legend. So forth, because there's always a captain's chair there. So, but again, I will show you guys the legitimacy of that. Oh, that's awesome. So. Alright, so if you can stop, let me grab some of this first. Road? Oh, that's awesome. Right at the end, we heard the word rope. We usually get things like rope or hung or noose, you know, so those are legitimate things. That's good. Keep listening. I'm going to give you guys a couple more minutes on that, and Lennon's actually going to collect all the other gadgets for me.
Yeah, clothes.
Clothes. We're going to let that run. If you want to start collecting, go ahead and throw that bottle in. But I'm going to pass out my cards to you guys. That way you guys can kind of pick up what's going on. We'll connect you in the morning. So what did you guys think?
Sorry.
We could find a way back from here.
Were you close in parking to where we started?
Yeah.
Then we're going the same way.
Okay, great.
And that's just to get you over to my website, but I will send you guys a direct link in the morning to your specific evidence. That way you guys can start reviewing it, and it'll have my quick analysis on it. So you'll see how the evidence is kind of divvied up. I already got everything from
them. I'm trying to steal from that.
I want to get on the road already and be settled in up there because I'm actually going to take a day of rest.
Oh, schnapples.
But, yeah, we don't want that.
Well, and, you were the one that hit it.
Did you? Go ahead and shut the audio off. Do you want to follow us too? At least, do you need to follow us?